Philip Semple, PhD, certain care. Today's date is 01/09/2023. Dictation is for Rashid Ongunmu. Ongunmu spells O-G-U-N-M-O-W-O. Rashid spells R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Date of birth is 02/05/1965. This is a 67-year-old gentleman here with abdominal pain, period. Patient says the pain is located in the suprapubic region and has been going on for approximately 3 or 4 weeks. He denies trauma. He said he decided to come in today because he's now having some pain with urination and has been urinating more frequent than usual, period. He described pain as pressure-like and sharp. He said pain is approximately 6/10. Increased with touch and stretching, period. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies headache, stiff neck. Denies increased temperature. Denies chills. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft. He has tenderness in the suprapubic region. No rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds. No peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Please include in the physical exam, he has some tenderness in the suprapubic region with mild guarding. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is prostatitis. Number two, leukocytosis. Number three, elevated PSA. Number four, suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph, patient labs were reviewed. These labs were done on 12/10/2022. There were instructions to call him for a follow-up on 12/14/2022, but patient said he never received a call. White count is elevated 11.4. Glucose elevated 119. PSA elevated at 5.8. Next paragraph, patient had a lengthy discussion about elevated PSA and elevated white count. These two variables, elevation, are associated with prostate infection. Today I will start patient on antibiotics and Flomax. At first I gave him Cipro, but was called by the pharmacy and informed me that patient is allergic to moxifloxacin and Cipro is in that family. That was changed to Ceftra, open parentheses. Review of up to date, recommend Bactrim if patient has an allergies to the quinolones / floxins, period. Patient was also prescribed Flomax, 0.4 milligrams. You will take one pill daily for 90 days, number 90. His routine medication was also refilled. Glipizide, 2 milligrams, one pill daily for 90 days. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams, one pill daily for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Next paragraph, a CT scan was offered for patient to have to evaluate his abdomen because of his chief complaint of pain. Patient said he has to go at work and will be back at 2, comma. He did return at 2 o'clock. CT scan was given, request was given to him to have it done promptly. Patient indicated that he does not want to go to an emergency room to have the CT scan done because he's not willing to pay the cost, period. We had a discussion about the importance of prompt study with prompt results. He said he understands, but does not, has no intention of paying for an emergency room study, period. So he was given a second request to go to River Oaks and schedule a CT scan. And this patient was also encouraged to go to the emergency room to have his symptoms taken care of more promptly and definitively, but he said he does not want an emergency room bill, period. Next paragraph. The patient was educated on the importance of getting the study done and to take the medication exactly as prescribed and to come back to the clinic if he's worse or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.